Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Current Events with Patrick Cook, a show designed to engage, empower, and educate listeners with the right information at the right time to make the right decisions. I'm your host, Patrick Cook, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, as I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern, where we showcase small businesses, churches, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits in order to help them get the word out about their company or organization, in order to raise awareness, increase profits, and boost donations. To learn how you can showcase your business or organization, go to our website at tailormade.blogspot.com. That's again, tailormadetalkradio.blogspot.com. Now, in just a few minutes, I will be joined by a small business owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Kosha Hayes. Kosha is a owner of a Houston-based tax franchise and founded a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring service for young teen girls. Kosha Hayes' main focus is now is writing her book titled Misconceptions, based on a true story that is scheduled to be released mid-January 2011. So to join the conversation, the number to call is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number to call is 323-580-5712. And for those that are you that are listening via the Blog Talk Radio website, click the follow button or follow me on Twitter at TaylorMade101. But first, let's take a look at our current events. Now, you may have missed, well, first of all, let me say this. Every week I do this component called Moment of Reflections. And basically it's for me to take a look at the current events and then and take a look back and see what's associated with what's going on now. And you may have missed this because of all of the noise that was associated with the book's tax cuts. But a little over a decade ago, African-American farmers were awarded a $1.25 billion settlement for a class action discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 1999. Now, according to an article in VVMoney.com entitled "The Black Farmers Face Financial Famine Waiting for a USDA Settlement for Class Action Lawsuits," more than 70,000 claims have yet to be resolved in this case, and it's now 2010. As you can imagine, in the nearly 10 years that passed between the awarding of the Black Farmers Settlement and the failure to administer the Black Farmers' claims, many of these farmers have died or gone bankrupt. But last week, Wednesday, December the 8th, through all of the hoopla that was going on about taxes, the Bush tax cuts, President Clinton visiting the White House, what really snuck under the radar was President Obama signed an act funding settlements with minority farmers and Native Americans on Wednesday. The bill also funds a separate settlement involving Native American trust funds. Qualifying farmers get $50,000 under the settlement decided in 1999. Now, the report in CNN said that President Barack Obama on Wednesday signed a $1.15 billion measure to fund a settlement initially reached between the Agriculture Department and the minority farmers more than a decade ago. The 1997 Pickford versus Glickman case against the U.S. Agriculture Department over claims of discrimination against black farmers was settled out of court 11 years ago. Under a federal judge's terms, dating to 1999, qualified farmers could receive $50,000 each to settle claims of racial bias. Now, the legislation signed by Obama also funds a separate $3.4 billion settlement reached with the Department of Interior for mishandling Native American trust funds, along with four separate water rights lawsuits brought by Native American tribes. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder has called the settlements historic and said they offer a new relationship between many deserving Americans and the federal agencies that play an important role in their lives. While Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the month measure would help this department move beyond the said chapter in our history. Now, also, you may be you may have missed this as well. Now, earlier this year, President Obama signed the Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010 into law. Now, most people were aware of that because it was associated with the health care. But what most people didn't realize that some of the provisions included a proposed commitment of $1 billion over a 10-year period to HBCUs. Now, specifically, $850 million to HBCUs and $150 million to PBIs, an increase in Pell Grants awards that is estimated to benefit 200,000 African-American students. Now, I bring that up because, for the most part, I've been hearing, especially from Tavis Smiley, from Dr. Cornel West, and the likes. Now, I have a lot of love and respect for these individuals, but I've been hearing a lot about them saying that, you know, the president is not doing enough for African Americans. They reach out and say he's not doing it now. If you look at the landmark legislation that the president has passed just this year, I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars, billions with a B, as in Bravo. So when you go out and you hear all of this noise, if you will, talking about what the president is not doing for African Americans, because let's face it, his agenda is for everybody. You know, I can applaud the president when he's doing all of these great things for everybody. But if you're looking for specific issues about what he's doing specifically for the African American community, he's doing that too. So please, by all means, get out and get the facts. I know that you hear a lot of hoopla about what he's doing and what he's not doing, but I just wanted to set the record straight. I just wanted people to understand that he's also engaged in a lot of things that are doing for the African-American community as well as the entire United States. I think the tax cuts was a good thing. I know that people are talking about the national debt, but if you're going to allow everybody taxes to go up in January, I think I agree with, you know, it's best to go ahead and make the deal. What else is going on in the news? I'm sure, I don't know if you read in the Wall Street Journal or not, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the president will convene a one-day summit of corporate chief executives on Wednesday as a part of a renewed White House effort to build support among business leaders. Now, so we got the taxes, they're not necessarily passed yet, but I think they have the right momentum. And so now the next step is, of course, to get the executives to sit down in the meeting and talk about how we get ready to pump life back into this economy. He's going to be speaking with Google, Cisco, Facebook. He's going to be talking to IBM, American Express, and Dow Chemical and PepsiCo. And all of those people have been invited to the White House, and you should be hearing a lot about that coming up next week on Wednesday. Also, sources tell me that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was in Haiti over the weekend. Yesterday, she was out there, you know, going out there and looking at some of the issues out there in Haiti. So I can have to say I can applaud her for putting forth an effort to something that we've really lost focus on over the last several months. So, you know, my hats is off to Sarah Palin for going over there. In fact, she said that that she really enjoyed meeting that community. They are so full of joy, and she was fortunate. She understands how fortunate we are in America. And, of course, you also know that Cam Newton won the Heisman Trophy. So most of those things that you're pretty aware of. So I just want to make sure that you're up to speed on what's going on in our society today. So in preparation for the new year, current events with Patrick Cook, we will be discussing the New York Times bestseller, Who Moved My Cheese, by Dr. Spencer Johnson. What we're going to be doing next year, I have a theme called Getting Healthy, Mentally, Physically, and Financially. And so we're going to be talking about this. And so every month over the next few, over the next year, we're going to be talking about getting healthy, mentally, physically, and financially. If you want to participate in the book club, go out to TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. Follow me. Be one of the followers. And what we'll do is I'll start sending out correspondence go out and pick the book up, and we'll begin to start having some conversation here pretty soon. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to be bringing Kosha Hayes on, our business person of the week, Kosha Hayes.
Hello.
Kosha, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Kosha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
All right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Great, great. Glad to have you join us today. So tell
our
listeners a little bit about you.
Well, I'm just a small town girl. I'm just basically focusing on, you know, making my dreams come true as well as my children. So, you know, at any means, whatever I need to do so, that's what I've been working on. You know, I have a new company that I just started called Brand New Productions, and under that company is where I released my first novel, which is entitled Misconceptions. And also under my company, I will be releasing a children's comic book, which my children, I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, that's going to be their project for actually next year. So those two things are going to be actually published under that new company for 2011.
Wow. Now, you also have a blog, right?
Yes, I do blog. I started blogging in August, and I just did that. It was kind of like a form of therapy for me. And the blog is named Brand New You, BRANNEU.blogspot.com. And I came up with the name is because, you know, starting in 2010, I went through a bad divorce last year. So, you know, through it all, I feel like I'm brand new. You know, I'm doing things that Kosha wants to do and putting forth steps to actually make my dreams come true. So that's kind of how I came up with the name of the actual blog. So
I like that. I like that. Now, on your blog, you say,
yeah,
I have a story as everyone, as well as anyone. Each one is unique and has its own differences. So tell us a little bit more about your story.
Well, my story is basically a story of breakthrough. You know, sometimes people go through things in life, and, of course, I had my time this past year dealing with a divorce, you know, but I feel that overall I've grown as a person, you know, as well as other areas in my life. And my growth is actually what I want to share with others, you know, trying to be an example, you know, that you can do what you put your mind to and that, you know, there's no limitations in that.
Interesting. Okay. Now, 2011 is just around the corner. Have you set a New Year's resolution or what I like to call short-term goals, anything like that?
Short-term goals. My main focus for 2011, you know, as I stated a few minutes ago, will be my book will be released late next month. So promoting that and getting that off the ground, my 9-year-old son has a T-shirt line called Skate by Kyler D that he's also started. So that, helping him get that off the ground, as well as the comic book, those are three things that's going to be my main focus for 2011, actually getting those new projects off the ground.
Wow. You are listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Today I'm joined by a small business owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Kosha Hayes. Now, Kosha is the owner of a Houston-based tax franchise and the founder of a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring services for young teen girls. Her main focus is now writing her first book titled Misconceptions, based on a true story that is scheduled to be released in early next month. So, Kosha, tell us a little bit about this mentoring service for young teens.
I started, you know, throughout my career, when I started working for the state in the social services field, that's kind of where I found where my passion was, to be in the helping profession. And I lost my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, to breast cancer in 99. So, you know, through working with the children within the state, I decided that I wanted to start a nonprofit geared towards, you know, young females, and I was going to name it after her. And so that's how I came up with the name. The nonprofit is actually entitled, you know, Barbara's House Incorporated, the place we call home. So right now I'm trying to focus on basically starting it off with mentoring services, and eventually I want to branch out and maybe have one or two maternity group homes for those teen girls, you know, because I found through research and, you know, dealing with many people in the area that there is a need for these young maternal mothers that have nowhere to go, you know, when they're pregnant. So,
wow. So you've worked with some of the teens in your area already, and And
have you
provided some services for them?
Yeah, we do different things, giveaways. I've had local companies to donate baby clothing and things like that, and we randomly pick a team that's in need that we would give those to. I also mentor through a local company, Big Buddy Program here in Baton Rouge, here too. So that's, you know, really where my main focus is. We're doing the mentoring services.
Okay. So how does people, if we wanted to, somebody wanted to donate or provide some input or provide some resources to you, how did they get in contact? Now, tell me the name of the nonprofit again and how people can get in contact with you.
It's Barbara's House Incorporated. The email is bhousebr@yahoo.com. They can send me an email, and we can pretty much go. A lot of these young girls, you know, a lot of times they just need someone to talk to, but we want to be able to offer them, you know, things that they need that they may can't get that will immediately affect them. And like I said, in the long run, hopefully I can provide a little bit more as to a place for them to stay or any type of other services, you know, teaching them life skills and different things like that, you know, in the future.
Okay. Now, I talked a little bit early on about your tax franchise business. Now, I noticed that Colbert Ball Tax Service was founded by Al and Jaja in January of 1995. So how did you get involved with them?
I actually, in some spare time, I started working for a local franchise here. It actually was owned by one of my old classmates, and I started working for her that year and, you know, gained interest in the actual franchise. So throughout that year working with her, I decided that, you know, let me look into it and see if it's something that I want to do. So actually in 08, I bought into the franchise myself, and I opened my first location in Zachary, Louisiana, which is not far from where I am now, in 09. So that's kind of how I got, you know, hooked up with Al and Jaja. So.
Okay. Now, what kind of services do you provide? I understand it's a tax service. Are you just, you know, you're doing it during the major tax season, or do you provide services all through the year?
Okay, well, we do provide services all through the year. The bulk of the business is maybe like January, February the year, but we do try to be available to the customers year-round, you know, for other tax needs also. So.
Okay. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Today I'm joined by small business owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Kosha Hayes. Kosha is the owner of a Houston-based tax franchise and founder of a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring services for young teen girls. To join the conversation, contact us at 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. And for those of you listening via the Blog Talk Radio website, leave your comments, click the follow button, or follow me on Twitter at TaylorMade101. Now, Kosha, who are some of the most influential people in your life? How did you get involved in this?
My parents pretty much had the most influence on me in my life. You know, they were always hard workers, and they always taught me, you know, to work hard for what I wanted. I've always had the drive to, you know, to push for more and to, you know, want to do something with my life, and that's something that I'm trying to instill within my children now, you know, because they watch me. You know, I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old that are trying to start their own business. So it shows that, you know, in some type of area they're kind of looking. But my parents, my dad, you know, my dad has always offered encouragement, as well as my mom, you know, so they have been a big influence on me and, you know, as far as me being the person that I am today.
Wonderful. We're going to go to our phone lines. Let's see. We're going to go to last four, 9409. Welcome to Current Events.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
You're on Current Events with Patrick Cook. Outstanding. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to show some love to Coach Hayes. This is Gary Richard. I'm just listening. It's a good thing she's doing for the kids, and hope the best for the future.
All right, thank you, Gary. Outstanding. So, Jerry, you have any questions for our guest today?
Not really. I just wanted to give thanks to her.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank Thank you.
Okay, so Kosha, what other services do you provide? You talked about the nonprofit organization. You talked about the fact that you provide tax services. What are things that you're all involved in as well? Your book?
I have a lot going on. My mom always tells me, like, you got so much going on. But I kind of feel like it sometimes if I'm not doing a lot, I'm not doing enough. And, you know, I have a passion for what I'm doing. You know, in opposed to the tax service and my group home, I have my book that I'm releasing next month, as well as helping my children, Skate Bike Holiday, which my youngest son have, and ask them publishing their comic book on next year. So that's a lot within itself that I'm working on. But right now, you know, as far as for next month, you know, my focus right now is really, you know, putting my book out there and actually helping my son with his business. So,
okay, Kosha. So I'm going to ask the obvious question. I want an exclusive here. So give us a little peek in this, in the misconceptions.
I knew you were going to ask that. The book is based on real life events, and what I've noticed through life, you know, when you're dealing with individuals, when it comes to relationships or business partnerships or, you know, family friendships or whatever, sometimes we have a misconception of certain situations or people, so to say. You know, we may think that they're one person or one way, and then we later find out that they're not. So basically, in this book, the main character, Gabrielle, you know, she's a young girl. She meets this guy. She dates him for a while, and she ends up, you know, marrying him. But she finds out throughout the marriage that he's really not who she thought he was in the beginning. So, you know, it's a lot of twists and turns within the book, and eventually, you know, she finds the strength to break herself out of that situation, and she finds love again, but she finds love somewhere where she least expects it.
Okay. So, you're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Today I'm joined by small business owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Kosha Hayes. Kosha is the owner of a Houston-based tax franchise. She's about to be an author here coming up pretty soon and founded a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring service for young teen girls. Now Kosha, let me see here. Tell me something that most people don't know about you.
What I found and what I think people don't realize about me, I don't think they really noticed how determined I am. I interviewed with Swag Her Magazine on last month, and through talking to her, you know, after the interview, she's like, you know, I never knew, you know, because we've known each other for a year, you know, but sometimes people tell me, you know, I never knew you had all of this going on. I never knew you were involved in this and you were involved in that. But I don't think they really realize how determined I am to make my dreams come true, you know, and now I think they're seeing it more, you know, because I really don't go around saying, you know, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You know, I'm kind of on the back burner, and, you know, I try to focus on me because it's so easy to get distracted and as well as discouraged, you know, and anything can deter you from doing what you set out to do. You know, I've been in that situation more than once. So I'm trying to just stay focused and, you know, work on what I need to work on and to get my goals set, you know, so I won't get discouraged or distracted, you know, because these are things that I want to do, you know, and accomplishing this is big for me. You know, sometimes I surprise myself, you know, now that I see, you know, my book will be released next month, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, I actually wrote a book. So, mm-hmm. So I just don't think they realize, you know, how determined I am to get where I want to be in life and actually to be an asset to others. You know, you never know what I'm doing that's going to help someone else. So,
right, right. Well, tell me a little bit about some of your biggest challenges. You talked about obstacles and things getting in the way. What has been some of your biggest challenges up until this point?
Knowing the right people. I have a really, really good support system, and I think that's very, very important. Sometimes you need that support when you're trying to accomplish goals like this. You know, in the past, you know, when I first started writing my book, you know, I would ask myself, you know, I can't do this. You know, I can't put this out here. But having that support system behind me, those people pushing me, you know, and listening when I have an interview or reading an article when I'm, you know, in a magazine, you know, those people are what keeps me going, you know. So being afraid of failure, you know, has been an option, you know, because I don't want to fail at what I do, because, you know, I did state that my children are watching me, you know, so I don't want them to look at their mom like, you know, my mom failed at this. So I try to do what I can to make sure that when I set these goals for myself, or when I put in my mind that I want to do something, that I do what I need to do to actually make that a reality.
Outstanding. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook. Today I'm joined by small business owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Kosha Hayes. Kosha is the owner of a Houston-based tax franchise and founded a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring services to young teen girls. Now, Kosha, you talked a little bit about your son and his business, or your children and what they're doing. You talked about the comic book and about the T-shirt line. Give me a little bit more about the T-shirt line and the comic book.
The T-shirt line, my son has always been fascinated by skateboarding, and which is funny because he doesn't know how to skateboard. But he came to me one day, you know, he has miniature skateboards around the house, and it's a sport that he's always piqued interest in. And he came to me and was like, Mom, I want to design T-shirts. I'm like, okay. And me and my sisters were sitting around one day, and one of my sisters helped him come up with the name, you know, Skate by Kyler D, which skate is not spelled like skate. It's spelled S-K-A-Y-T-E. And what he does, he makes his own designs. When he makes his designs, I put him onto the shirt for him so he actually can see his design on fabric. So that's pretty much, you know, how he pretty much started doing his Skate by Kyler D. So, and he wanted to do that for children, you know, but as of now, we also do the T-shirts for adults also.
Wow, that's a little bit more about the comic book.
That's something that he and my six-year-old actually came up with. You know, they're pretty much inside children. So they're reading, they're writing, you know, and they're always coming up with something. So, you know, and when I watch it, it's like, well, Mom, this is what we want to do. You know, we want to come up with a comic book. And I'm like, well, okay. You know, so we'll see how we can make that happen, you know. And my six-year-old is actually going to be a part of that comic book, you know, because I see now, you know, he's kind of like, you know, well, Kyler's doing this and I'm not able to do it. So that's an actual project that they're going to work on together. And that's going to be a children's comic book that, you know, we're going to work on having published for kids in the area.
Outstanding. So you talked about your book. You talked about the fact that you have the tax service, the T-shirt line, and the comic book. So it sounds like you got, you know, I call the things that I'm doing Cook Enterprises. It sounds like you got the Hayes Enterprises going on down there in Louisiana.
Yes, and that name is so familiar to me because someone very, very dear to me, you know, said, you know, this is what it needs to be, Hayes Enterprises. And I was like, you know, you're pretty much right, you know, but I just want to be a part of things, you know, and I have my own things. But I'm also the vice president of a community outreach program called Ladies Exemplifying Greatness, and we are very active in the community, you know. So I have a lot of things that I'm involved in, and, you know, I'm pretty much happy and content. You know, I love the standards that I'm setting for my children as well as anyone else. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, continuing to grow, you know. I don't want to limit myself, so you know, I got a lot that I have to look forward to.
Okay. So we're closing in on the end of the show. So tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you, how they can get in contact with the Hayes Enterprise. They want more information about the T-shirt line, the comic book, or any of those things that you're doing. How can people get in contact with Kosha Hayes and the Hayes Enterprise?
They can email me. My company email address is brandnewpro@gmail. That's BRANNEUPRO@gmail.com. They can follow me on Twitter. Classic Appeal is my Twitter name. It's CLASSICAPPEAL. Or they can follow me on Facebook at C Hayes. That's my fan page.
Wonderful,
and
wonderful.
There I always have information posted on what I'm doing, and, you know, there's always going to be some type of update. So those are the main ways that they can reach me.
All right, I want to thanks to all the listeners for tuning in today, and I would like to thank my very special guest today, Kosha Hayes. You're listening to Current Events with Patrick Cook, a show designed to engage, empower, and educate listeners with the right information at the right time to make the right decisions. Remember to join us next week. I'm your host, Patrick Cook, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, as I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time. Don't forget to bookmark this site and visit my blog at tailormadetalkradio.blogspot.com. Until next time, remember, it is written, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So stay engaged, stay informed, and stay plugged in to current events with Patrick Cook. Thank you, Kosha. I really enjoyed you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.